views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:05, October the 28th. Good morning. Hey, gosh, what a big day we got here today. We've got so much news, I can't even get to it. We've got guest Dolores Lucero's coming in, again, from the city of Shasta Lake. She and Randall Faulkner, we didn't have enough time in the last time to explain everything that's going on and their estimation out at the city of Shasta Lake. Yeah, hey, and so you can call in at 530-605-4567, and we're chatting. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's simple. Go to our website at KCNR1460.com. Jump into the what's on the air right now, and you can join our chat room. It doesn't cost you anything, though we are collecting a lot of information surreptitiously. Like, we know what your handle is, IndieGuy, and Sharon and JRD. I can't read them all from right here, but they're all there again. And also with me today, Bad Bomb.
Greetings, good morning, and happy Fridays. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday only means two more working days till Monday. Bad Bomb, you in here this weekend?
Am I going? Yes, Boomer Tech will be live, and we have several topics to talk about, including this interesting thing about the national EAS test, first ever, and how some people are just getting whipped up into a frenzy. This is not news. This is a system that's been in place for 20 years or more.
Okay. Well, hey, did you watch TV?
When I can't avoid it. Okay. I don't do network TV.
Here's what I don't do is I don't watch sports. I used to, play sports all the time, but didn't watch. Last night, the World Series goes into the sixth game. And I actually watched, the last three innings of this thing. And it was, baseball was exciting last night. I can't say it's exciting all the time. I know how people are in love with it. But last night was a pretty exciting game. Coming back, went into extra innings. The Texans and Rangers, or I think that's the one, had the lead by two runs. And St. Louis Cardinals kept coming back, and finally won in the top of the the bottom of the 11th inning with a homer. The thing about it is, I guess maybe it's because the very first and probably the only professional baseball game I have ever seen was in St. Louis to see the St. Louis Cardinals. My dad took me there. And I remember, to this day, and it's got to be well over 50 years ago, that I remember that.
Not to date myself, but I recall seeing Hank Aaron bat number 400 or something or other down in San Diego when I was in the Navy, and that was kind of interesting. The crowd really got worked up over that.
Yeah. Linda's not with us this morning. She'll be back on Monday. Hey, another shooting. Another shooting, my friends. In this case, I-5. We were in an event at the courthouse yesterday, and one of the people there said, "I'm sorry, so-and-so can't be here because he's caught up in traffic because of the shooting on I-5. And I thought, that's a priest. That's a pretty, slim excuse, since that shooting on I-5 at Oasis Road was like 2 days ago, not realizing that there was another shooting that literally shut down I-5 southbound for hours. For hours. And in this case, they started chasing somebody in a van. They throw the strip out there, and when the guy stops, he apparently takes a shot at him with a rifle, and at that point, four California Highway Police officers return fire, wounding the man pretty severely, it appears, and also wounded one of the police dogs. Was caught in a crossfire. Got hit, shot in the leg. So they airlifted the guy out to Mercy. I don't know what his. We have to check on that, Bob. For a, let's get that an update on that one. Also, we've got I can't even tell you how many things that are going on today, from Brown to kids getting, you know, not able to play into their advanced soccer, you know, play in the tournaments because a simple mistake was made, and the bureaucratic thugs in charge of them aren't going to let them play. And you know how I am about bureaucratic thugs. There is Brown. Brown must be doing something right. He wants to reform the public sector, the public workers in their retirement and medical, and the unions are upset. So that tells me right there it's a step in the right direction. There's just so much stuff going on here, but one of the first things we are going to do, as we do every morning at this time, we're going to go to Wells Fargo and get that market minute. Hey, Josh Wiley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sitting atop their biggest monthly gain since 1974, the S&P 500 index futures were lower this morning. After yesterday's announced plan to end the European sovereign debt crisis, focus has shifted to capital raising efforts to fund the increased bailouts. Currently, the Dow is down 25 points at 12,183, while the NASDAQ is down 12 at 2,725, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,278. Oil is down $1.32 this morning at $92.64 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.38%. Gold's down $1.40 at $1,746, while silver's up 2 pennies at $35.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: IBM's up $1.03 at $186.92. Coca-Cola's up a nickel at $68.62. And Cisco Systems is down 13 cents at $18.31. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo update and our market minute at 7:10, 8:10, 9:06 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. It's a good way to get it started, find out what's going on. The good news, when there is, in the market. This is Carl Lindabot, 7:12 on October the 28th, the last Friday in October of this year. Are you getting ready? You getting ready for Thanksgiving? Getting ready for Christmas? How about Halloween? That's Monday. Join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, 7:15 in the morning, October the 28th, the last Friday in October. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and the chat lines open at KCNR1460.com as we stream through there. All right, two things. Weather.
Right now we've got 43 degrees outside the studios here at KCNR. 78 should be your high today. Tonight's low, depending on where you're at, 48 in town. When you get out in the outside areas, it'll be hovering right around the 40-degree mark. Slightly warmer tomorrow, a high of 81 in this report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. You know, in Salmo Vineyards tomorrow night, Rick Hill is going to be playing a guitar up there, and it's going to be great. You need to make reservations if there's any spots left at 474-5546. We're going to be up there. There's going to be a number of people we know up there. It's going to be a party night. Of course, every night we go up there is probably one of those. Bad Bob, let's get an update on that shooter from I-5.
Well, thanks to chat room user John, who checked for me because I had not enough arms to do it. Castella shooter, serious condition in the hospital, multiple hits on the head and body. Always a bad idea to point a weapon at law enforcement.
You know what? You would think the people that come into the North State that are criminals would learn this by now. And we've had 9 shootings here in the last 2 years, police-related shootings. Now this is number 10. And not all of them, not one of them, have ended really well for the people that are going up against the law enforcement. You know, we have people that, you know, it's good to have friends that you can, you know, that in the, you know, that come in there and bring you some great stuff. We have Bill Woodford here, and he's bringing in besides, you know, just he's going to be here as another guest. He's been on before talking about what he does with this jousting in the Renaissance arts, which is great. But you're coming in today to talk about something that's for our community here with Haven Humane.
Yeah, it's a great event we put on every year over at the Shasta Center. It's called the Howl-O-Ween. It's a benefit for Haven Humane. It's a costume contest for pets and kids and safe trick-or-treating throughout the stores there. Happens all day long on Saturday. We'll have a horseback. Jones Ford will be there with their horses and wagon rides. And we've got a bunch of big inflatables for the kids. And, you know, the local high school ASB will be there with doing games and stuff like that. The Haven Humane will be like doing $15 microchipping for dogs. So it's a great event. There's a lot, we get a lot of people over there. And basically just wanted to come in and tell you about it and let people know that it's happening this Saturday.
Okay, it's going to be at the Shasta Center and Kubler's Furniture on October 29th, this Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's looks like a lot of other things, too. You're going to have a pet owner look-alike contest.
We are. They're going to have a pet and owner look-alike contest. We've got a mommy mummy contest, which will be a lot of fun.
Okay, wait a minute now. A mommy mummy. How's that run?
Exactly. Well, basically, mom stands there, and the kids wrap her up in toilet paper, and the best mummy wins. Best mummy mommy wins. So it's kind of fun, you know, just little stuff like that going on all day long, yeah, to, you know, entertain people and let them have a good time.
Well, I want you to know that Bad Bob is entering one of your contests right now. I can just see. The best pet kisser. Now, people don't realize, but Bad Bob's got a weak spot for iguanas.
Oh, he's got a kissing iguana?
He's got a kissing iguana. That little tongue comes out, and there they are.
Oh, that would be a great one.
Saying goodbye. You know, maybe you could go out there, Bad Bob, and show people that. You're ignoring me, Bad Bob. Okay.
Do you have to put like fly juice on your lips to get them to
rub flies on your
yeah,
face?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so just lick you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Bill, you know, people that don't know you don't realize how close you are to the edge. Okay. This is going to be a great event. You know, we've been there before. You know, Snooki likes to play. She dresses up, and she's never won first place. So, pet adoption is going to be there, a pet food drive. I mean, this is just a great thing, again, for Haven Humane and for the pets out there. And for the kids, can go trick-or-treating in there?
Yeah, right, in the shopping center. They go store to store. We've got 25 different stores. We've got, you know, Dairy Queen there. We also have Cool Hand Luke's and quite a few other different stores, so they can just go from store to store trick-or-treating while they're there.
Okay, that's great. You know, this is going to be a good event. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and come back. I want to talk to Bill about, hit this a little bit more again, but also I want to talk to you about your latest endeavor, and because it's, you know, again, there's something new always going on with Bill Wolfer, and of course with Kubler's Furniture, too.
Absolutely.
All right, Carl Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands.
Mm-hmm. make Wind River Casino your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl in the bot. Linda's not here this morning. 7:23, but she'll be back Monday. October the 28th, last day of October 2011. Monday's Halloween. We can all dress up, put strange clothes on, and pretend that we're doing something else as somebody else. Something that Bill Woodford knows all about is here.
I'm barely myself now.
Hey, Bill is, came in here to talk about the Haven Humane, which is a great event. And there's a lot of other great events going on, and we're going to be talking about them today. In between, to make sure everybody knows about what's going on in our community this weekend. But one of the things that you're really into is the jousting. And part of the, Renaissance fairs, but I mean the serious jousting where you guys are going at each other, with intent to knock somebody off their horse.
Right. It's full contact jousting. It's not show jousting like you see like at medieval times or something like that. It's actual. We're trying to make it a mainstream extreme sport. So to speak. And so, it's starting to get some attention. And we're picking up, the attention of like Fox Television and right now, National Geographic Television is shooting it's already wrapped, but we shot a reality TV show called The Knights of Mayhem. And that'll be starting November 15th on the National Geographic Channel.
And you're going to be in this, but in the series at some point.
Yes, I come in toward the end of it. I've my team has basically retired, and I've gone to work with the Knights of Mayhem, which the founder Charlie Andrews is an 8-time world champion. Used to ride with the Knights of Avalon, and so he decided he wanted me to work with the Knights of Mayhem, and so now I'm working with the Knights of Mayhem. And
names are kind of like, it went from Knights of Avalon and the Knights who believe and they're doing the right thing and become Knights of Mayhem, we dress in black and we're going to split your skull open. I mean,
it's pretty much
it.
Sound
like a motorcycle gang. What's going on here, Bill?
It is. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, you know, the focus is a little different.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just, you know, this is a nice guy. You know, he rides a Harley. He's a nice guy, and he's out there. I saw him as that, but then, you know, I see the Knights of Mayhem. They're coming out with, you know, like they had graffiti sprayed on their shield or something. They're coming out, you know, with swords at each other. And it's real.
And it's real. Yes, absolutely.
Well, if there's room for American Hoggers on TV, there's sure room for this. Now, I don't know anything about the reality TV. I know except that they got so many different shows out there. And so what happens? Do they have like an entire film crew that's following you around?
Yeah, they followed us around for the whole season of jousting last year. And so, you know, different places, you know, we're traveling all over the place. And then they culminated at the World Finals in Estes Park, Colorado. And, you know, it was basically the quest for the world championship. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be more entertaining than hillbilly hand fishing. I mean, at least there's some crashes and burns and stuff, you know, people hitting the ground and, you know.
I swear to God. You know, you see these reality shows.
Now,
did they encourage people to get angry with each other and to be, you know, oh, let's make this good TV and, you know, glare at each other. He just said that about you. Kind of thing?
They shot it. You know, back years ago, we did a pilot for the Knights of Avalon, and they told us we were too nice to each other. So we said, well, you didn't tell us you wanted us to be mean to each other. So, you know, that's, anyway. But these guys are not nice to each other. They you know, there's drama all over the place. So.
Drama. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be entertaining.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, it's got to be better than American Hoggers.
Well, absolutely.
Which, well, by the way, I've watched every one of those.
So. It's like a car crash without the car.
Okay, Bill, we're going to have you back on again. We'll talk about we get some more about this, but let's just not forget that this is about Haven Humane. And that's going to be October 29th, tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be a great thing, the Halloween Festival.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have a great time. Bring the kids down. They can trick-or-treat there. It's got stuff for the – it's got best costumes. It's got best pet kisser. It's got them all.
Lots of prizes, and 100% of all the proceeds go directly to the animals at Haven Humane.
Great. Okay.
Thanks for having them.
Hey, anytime, Bill.
All right.
All right. Hey, look, let's go to Amy. Amy.
Friday.
Hi, Amy. It's her fitness minute. We have 2 minutes.
Okay, let's go. Today I want to talk about the perfect storm of dieting. So often people say they're going to go on a diet, they're going to give up food, and they figure if they can't, they have no willpower. So I want to change people's thinking around. I want to tell you to never go on a diet. Don't go on a diet. Make healthy changes in your life that are going to last forever. Don't ever vow to give up like one food. I'll never have chocolate again, or I'll never have another drink again. Don't look at it that way. Know that you can have any kind of dessert you want, just not all in one day. All right? And then also, don't judge yourself or others for that matter for being overweight as equating to having a weak willpower. Realize that a lot of times there's a physiological response as to why we are overeating. We are not dealing with an issue that we need to deal with, and so we kind of cover it up by eating. Or two, what people don't realize is that when they're under stress, they will actually burn more glucose, and therefore their body physiologically actually becomes more hungry. But they've treated themselves, or they've told themselves that they are an emotional eater and they have to eat to deal with that, when actually their body really is hungry because they've been under a certain amount of stress. They've burned more glucose. So when you have stressful situations in your life, make sure you have more fruit and vegetables around the house to snack up on and load up on, because your body will actually be hungry.
Oh, great. Super.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's married life?
Oh, I love it. It's the best.
Lucky guy. Hey, Adam, some speak performance, and Amy is, you know, always go down there, my friends. They have great training sessions. The people are always happy, just like Amy. And they're there to make sure that you have a great time and yet have you get results. So, Amy, thanks a lot.
You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. It's Carl Lindebot. 7:30, October the 28th. We come back, we're going to be talking with another business in town that just opened up. But then we're going to be getting into some more politics. And, of course, Dolores Lucero is here at 8 o'clock.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street searching for direction in early morning trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow off now by about 25 points. Consumer spending rising in September as Americans saved less to buy those purchases. The Commerce Department says spending rose 0.6%, but coming in short of expectations. The rate at which Americans saved last month dropped to its lowest level in nearly 4 years. Shares of Goodyear driving higher after a better-than-expected third quarter. Revenue for the tire company rising 22%. Goodyear says its sales were the best for any quarter in its history. And Whirlpool plunges deep into negative territory after disappointing results during the third quarter. The appliance maker also announcing plans to cut 5,000 jobs, citing weak demand and higher costs for materials. Whirlpool slashed its profit forecast for the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? But Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is. Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. And that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event, Mike.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/11.
This Saturday and Sunday, stop by your local fall home and holiday show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where you'll find everything you need to prepare your home for the holidays. From floor covering to weatherproofing to gift giving, local professionals are at the ready with all the tips and ideas to enhance your holiday season. Don't miss all there is to see and do this Saturday and Sunday at your local fall home and holiday show, including exclusive home show only discounts. Gates open at 10 a.m. this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Your local home and holiday show features only the best in new products and designs by your local businesses with great ideas for all your home and holiday needs. Talk with local vendors and experts to get professional advice on everything home and holiday. Browse the gift and holiday booths. Great ideas on remodeling, lighting, siding, and painting, pest control, entertainment, landscaping and paving services, health and wellness, insurance, and more. Take advantage of exclusive home show only discounts this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Gates open at 10 a.m.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, October the 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe, some of the finest coffee you will find in this area. Served to you by people that are happy and glad to serve you, want to meet you, and the best walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. They have discounts for veterans, and they take care of people in the community. They support our community. Joe and Shelley do a lot of great things. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, on the phone, Charlie Thompson. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, are you? I know you're out of town, but we're here talking about Christmas for the troops.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I'm actually, my plans got changed, so I'm calling you from Reading still.
Oh, okay. So I know you're getting ready to deploy out for something.
Yeah, I'm going out on for a short thing, but you know how that goes. The last minute they go, oh, never mind, you'll go at this time instead.
Yep, I know what that's like. I've been packed several times, ready to go, and it's always, no, I'll go tomorrow, and then it won't be till next week. Then they call you 10 minutes later and say, get on the plane. Okay,
exactly.
Christmas for the troops.
Yep. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and say that we're going to do this thing. So we'd lost a few people on the committee due to illnesses, and that kind of delayed the whole planning. I was gone for a while back in Massachusetts, and then when I came back, we lost four people on the committee, three due to illnesses and one due to getting ready to deploy with the 132nd here in town. So we're looking for people to help us out, to join on the committee and help make it happen. And what we decided to do, I talked to quite a few different service members who are either over there right now or have been over there, and you can, I'm sure, attest to this too, Carl. They don't really care when the stuff gets over there.
A package is a package. It's not, you know, you do get a lot of them during that Christmas season. So when they start, they come after Christmas, that's kind of cool too.
And that's exactly what I was told. They said it's actually kind of cool because it extends the time period that we're getting stuff because, just like you said, that at Christmas time you get a lot. So what we decided to do was a New Year's. So we're going to do a Christmas for the Troops New Year's.
Okay. Now we're going to need help, people to help you. So how do they get a hold of you, Charlie?
524-1214.
We just put it out in the chat room.
And my email is great because, especially with me being gone, I might not be able to. Usually, you're in an environment where you can't have your cell phone. So, email's great, and that's Charlie T, CHARLEET, at pacbell.net.
Charlie T at pacbell.net.
Or for Pacific Bell. That's how long I have had that email address.
Yeah. Hey, okay, Charlie, now this, planning it around the New Year's weekend there.
Weekend.
Again, collection, you know, people are going to be bringing in stuff for that the troops are like. This is not toys. This is stuff like jerky and hand cleansers, you know, magazines, anything that, you know, that those men and women would like to have when they're over there deployed in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. And the packing list I will email to you guys so that you can put a link to it up on your site. And it also will be later on, probably at the beginning of next week, it will be on the ChristmasForTheTroops.org website.
Right. Now, this has been a huge success in the past, and we'd sure like to do it again. I mean, we've had people sending back videos, people calling back. And if we get a name of somebody, and we always want to make sure that the residents of the North State that are here that are serving, and their, or their children that are serving, they get special stuff from us. And, you know, we've heard that, you know, they get the cards. They, you know, it's really touching to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines when they receive these. And it's just, you know, it's just something to say, hey, we care about you all.
Absolutely. And if you go on, if anyone goes on to Facebook, to the Christmas for the Troops North State Packaging Project page on Facebook, it's the nonprofit organization page, and you can see not only the pictures from the events, past events, but you can see all the notes and postings from troops overseas who have received the packages. And then on the Christmas card that we include, that we make as a group, we put, check us out, you know, go on Facebook, and they'll go on there and they'll post comments about, hey, I got your stuff, it was so awesome. And so that's really fun to see too.
Yeah, great. Okay, Charlie, I know you're real busy too, so we're going to have you on, of course, before that, and we'll help this thing get organized and talked about and everything, because again, it's great to get a package when you are when you're deployed, and it's got, you know, even if it's not necessarily something you need, but just a note from home from people you don't know that say, hey, we care about you, it means so much to the, right, to the men, yeah, and women out there who are standing there on the walls.
And we did, last year, Carl, we sent over 500 boxes last year.
Well, that's absolutely great. You know what? You know, this is another one of those jobs where we hope we don't ever have to do this. You know, we can just have everybody home and back for Christmas, yeah, and in these holidays, that we don't have to send packages out.
Roger that.
All right, Charlie. Hey, thanks a lot, and you be careful out there.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, Carl. I'll talk to you guys later.
You bet. Hey, this is Carl on the bot. 7:40 in the morning, we come back. We've got a new business here in town. And they, you know, I've never talked to anybody in this kind of business before, so I'm kind of, I'm really interested in it. We come back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're walking on sunshine. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Baugh. Linda is not here this morning. She'll be back Monday, 7:44 in the morning, October the 28th. Bad Bob, give me some weather.
Look for a high today of 78, tonight's low in the 40s, depending on where you're at. Tomorrow, 81 degrees, and still under sunny skies right now, 43 downtown. With weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, and Rick Hill's going to be playing out there tomorrow night, 474-5546. If you don't have reservations, you might want to get those right now if there's any left. Great guitarist. Linda and I will be out there in full support, as will many other people that have heard Rick Hill play. He is just a virtuoso when it comes to the guitar. We, as you know, we really push our local businesses. You know, it's getting that time of the year where it's, oh gosh, you know, it's Thanksgiving, it's let's we get, you know, all these things. Well, you know, the one thing you can really do to help this city is you stay local. And at the very least, you always go to your local stores. And then the next step up is you go to a big box store. Only because the people that work here get wages and there's some taxes. The last thing you do is go to the internet. Stay away from the internet. Go to local businesses, and we support our local businesses. And we have one we haven't had on before, and it's Brian Burrows is here from D&B Sausage Company. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm peachy. I am.
Good.
I feel peachy today. I don't know who made the coffee, but it is great, Bad Bob. Now, you have you opened up D&B last April?
Yeah, April 18th we opened.
Okay, tell us a little bit about D&B Sausage.
Well, D&B Sausage Company was formed on the basis of, you know, Jim Mathewson, who originally had the sausage factory years ago. My parents, you know him, and we ended up talking to him, and I had a restaurant down south. We decided to sell that restaurant and move back to Reading. You know, I'm an original Readingite. We'd move back and take over the old sausage factory location, you know, at 1244 Hartnell across the street from Harbor Freight.
Right.
And
been there a long time.
Yeah, it's been there for years. I mean, Jim did a really, really great job with everything. You know, the company's great. We take so many different products. You know, we bring in raw products. We turn those raw products into an edible, tangible product.
Well, that's great, you know, because one of the things we were just talking about is wild game processing. You do that.
Yes,
and that
we do.
Is huge around here. There's a lot of people hunt. I mean, I just brought back, antelope.
Yeah.
And my wife Linda has said, why don't you get some of this made into something, like meat sticks or sausage and stuff? And of course, you all do that. So you
do that,
you
yeah.
do wild game processing of, was it all types? And what do you have to do to get that? To get your own Bad Bob sausage made.
So what you would want to do is bring us, you know, we have a minimum of 20 pounds. It has to be boneless. So you would bring that meat in. We'd weigh it up for you. And then you decide what you want to have done with it. Do you want pepperoni sticks? Do you want a beef stick type seasoning? Do you want sausage? Do you want pepperoni? Do you want, you know, linguica, whatever, Italian sausage, whatever you want made out of your product, we can do it.
You can do it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, you also have a restaurant there.
We do.
Okay. Tell us about that.
The restaurant, we smoke all of our own meats also. So all of our sandwiches, all the meats for the sandwiches, all of the meats and toppings for the pizzas and stuff like that, we serve all that right there in our restaurant. So the restaurant is Monday through Saturday from 11 to 3. We're only open for lunch.
Okay, and what's your menu look like there?
We have a Polish sausage sandwich, an Italian sausage sandwich. We have soups, salads, pizzas. Our pizzas are really, really good. All the smoked flavors of that pizza go through that pizza, and it's pretty amazing.
Okay, that is. I have not had a pizza with the smoked with smoked meat on it, and I've got a friend here who's just is nodding his head, going, "It's great." So okay, that's great. The other you see now, you also just sell in a deli also there.
All of our retail menu. Products. Yeah, all of our retail products we will sell out of our deli case too. So you can buy Italian sausages, Polish sausages, bulk sausage, breakfast sausage, country sausage.
If it's sausage, you've got it. Wait a minute. Okay. The lean into that. Get a little bit closer here. Yeah.
It's not going
to
bite.
Bad Bob's over there trying to turn it up. Okay, just, you know, that's what happens, you know, that as I lean in closer to my mic, the person on the other side kind of, you know, starts leaning backwards. I mean, maybe it's just me. Okay, Brian, you know, you're from Reading, and you've been away, and you've had restaurants, and you've come back here.
Uh-huh.
And you've opened it up in April, your business. So why come back to Reading? I mean, just... I mean, I know you probably got family and all that, but it's a. I've noticed that we're getting more people are coming back to Reading, and we ask them this. So,
something I've noticed is everybody comes back to Reading. Reading's a great town. It's a beautiful town. You know, it's very well known for its community. It's very well known for its nature and stuff that you can do and the outdoors stuff you can do. And my whole family lives here. I was practically the only one that moved away. Okay. I moved away for 14 years and came back. So, and I'm happy to be back.
Well, you know what? We love Reading. And
it's a great town.
It is a great town. And the there's, you know, people go, oh gosh, there's nothing to do. If I cannot believe that people can say that. And not only that, but we've got businesses opening up. We've got businesses starting. And by the way, I salute you for starting a business. And up here, it can be a success here. I think that people don't realize that. That Reading has got all the qualifications to be literally a hotbed of entrepreneurship. And we had somebody on the other day that we're going to have on again named Mike Frank, who absolutely believes this is big in the community and with the entrepreneur boot camp and such. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting ready for Thanksgiving and something that you can do for people.
Yeah, sounds
there.
Great.
All right, Carl Lindabot, 7:50 in the morning. Our guest is Brian Burrows from D&B Sausage Company. Old school type of sausage.
The Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twin View Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
Got expired or unwanted prescription drugs? If so, bring your unused or expired prescription medications to the Sears parking lot at the Mount Shasta Mall on Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a safe way for you to dispose of unused or expired medications. That's Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sears parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall. For more information on the disposal of unused or expired medications, call 245-6858, 245-6858, or log on to DEA.gov.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:53 in the morning, October the 28th. Okay, I want you all to get ready. I know the chat room is locked on here. You know, if you say lock and load, well, they are doing it. Because we have, in our following hour, we have some people here. We have Dolores Lucero and Randall Faulkner. They're going to be talking about what they believe is going on in the city of Shasta Lake. And they were on before for like half an hour. It was not enough time. They graciously agreed to come back today. We've also offered commensurate time, same amount of time, to Carol Martin, the city of Shasta Lake manager. She has said that she has graciously declined and said that she talks and she speaks to the city council and not on the radio. However, there is also a recall movement going on, and the leader of that will be on next week. So we try to give everybody a fair shot here. Hey, our guest, Brian Burroughs, and he and his partner, Don Farrell, have D&B Sausage. They opened up in last April, and they do wild game processing, which is great because I have a bunch of antelope we're going to bring down there and see what you can do with it, and then I can brag on you or I can gag. But also, it's Thanksgiving, and you have turkeys.
We do. We're doing Thanksgiving turkey dinners this year. So you can give us a call, and we can take the order for your turkey. We're going to be open that Thursday until 2, Thanksgiving. You can pick up your turkey, and it will come with the stuffing and the gravy. You can also order mashed potatoes if you wish, and we're gonna do the deed for you.
Okay.
We're going to get it all done. You don't have to do anything. Sit back, relax.
Eat.
And eat.
Go to sleep. Is there leftovers? And then you get to keep all the leftovers, too.
Oh, they get to keep them, yeah. Have turkey sandwiches the next day.
There you go. Okay, now how do people get a hold of you? You've got a website and phone numbers.
We do. We have a website. It's dbsausage.com. Also, you can get a hold of us at 221-8800.
Okay, 221-8800, dbsausage.com. All right, you have a restaurant that serves lunch. And you have the deli there that sells all your wares. Mm-hmm. You do. You're going to do turkeys for Thanksgiving. You do wild game processing. Anything else that we need to know about?
We do custom smoked meats. So if you're someone that raises, pigs or something like that, you can bring those products to us, and we can turn that into ham and bacon.
Okay.
We had a request for the address one more time.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
It's 1244 Hartnell Avenue, and that's Reading.
Right, and it's right across from
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. And you can see it. You see the sign out there.
It's
where the old sausage factory
is.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's anyway, hey, Brian and Don, good luck on this. We're going to be in there dropping off some of that antelope to see what you can do with it. I know that I have a feeling that, we've had it and we serve it in all different ways, but this year we want to hand out Freak Fire Radio antelope, sticks.
It's a really, really jerky. Good product.
I think it's going to be. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. And for anybody else out there, your businesses, you want to come on, and this is one of the things we do, you all know this, is if you've got a business and you want to come on and talk about it for 15, 20 minutes about what you're doing, what the business is about, what makes it a little bit different than other places is, come on, you're always welcome here. This is what we want to do. We push our local businesses. We push this in our community. We want our businesses here to be a success. I can't say it any more than that. Okay, thanks a lot, gentlemen. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just wanted to say thank you to you and your staff and team here, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate you all being here and supporting the community. Okay, now we got a few minutes left here, and we're going to be talking about a couple of the things. Like I said, we've talked about the fact what our next hour is going to be with Ms. Lucero and Mr. Faulkner. There's some other things too that we just want to talk about. Here's a kind of a big one. You know, we're talking about that the Feds okayed cut to Medi-Cal payments to the providers by 10%. We've talked about this. We've had several doctors on. Every one of them has, probably a little bit different position, but every one of them agrees on one thing. You can't keep cutting the funding to the providers. Because guess what's going to happen? They're going to stop taking Medi-Cal. They're going to stop taking Medicare, which they already have. Or they make you pay up front for it and then let you try to get the money afterwards. And this is the California Medical Association, which represents about 35,000 doctors here in the state, are going to file a lawsuit to stop these cuts. When you start, we've had Dr. Doug McConnell on, heart surgeon. He is receiving the same amount of money for a open heart bypass surgery as he was in 1988. This is a 90-day procedure. When they say from the time he starts, to the time they see him at last, he receives the same amount of money as he did in 1988. These cuts that they're making to the doctors, talk to your doctor about it. Are you wondering why they're not taking Medicare? That's why. they keep cutting back on how much money the doctors can make. They keep adding onerous regulations on things they have to fill out. Oh, it sounds good, but like anything else designed by academians instead of the people doing it, it doesn't work like that. It just is, oh, sounds good on paper. You know what? One of the things when they were building, we were building a communication system, is I'd have these electronics geniuses would go, oh, it worked on the bench. Well, you know what? The first thing I learned, not being an electronic genius or a genius of any kind, was because it works on the bench means nothing. It means nothing until we get it to the field. Oh, that's just a patch. That was their second favorite line. Just a patch. Well, a patch. A patch could go on for years. This is what's happening here, my friends. They're making cuts to Medi-Cal. They're okaying it. That means less patients are going to be seen because doctors can't afford it. So, you know, okay, take it to the next step. What's that mean? Emergency rooms. They're going to be in the emergency rooms, and when that happens, you try to get in the emergency room. It's not going to work. It's Carl Linda Bott. When we come back, we have Dolores Lucero and Randall Faulkner. We're going to be talking City of Shasta Lake.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We were out shopping more last month, perhaps with money we didn't have. Consumer spending rose 0.6%, even though after-tax income fell in September, so Americans' savings rate hit the lowest level in nearly 4 years. This amid some more optimism about the economy. Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
A few months ago, economists feared we'd see not recovery, but another dip into recession. Professor Charles Ballard of Michigan State says that now seems less likely, but even with economic growth, unemployment remains stubbornly high.
There are a lot of workers who don't have the skills to fit into the modern economy, and that has really put a crimp on our ability to provide the jobs.
Ballard says full recovery still looks like it'll be a long slog, Dave.
On Wall Street, where yesterday's rally put the Dow on pace for the best month in 24 years, it is up 6 more points this morning. More of the anti-Wall Street movement moved out, this time cleared from a camp in San Diego early this morning.
We saw about 200, maybe 300 police officers in full riot gear attempt to disperse the protesters.
Some were arrested. They'd been warned their tent camp was illegal. A similar breakup of Occupy Nashville left about 30 arrested, but hours later a judge set them free, ruling that a new state curfew on overnight demonstrations didn't give them enough time to comply and move out. Michael Jackson's doctor hopes another doctor helps to get him off the hook in the singer's death in court today.
Attorneys for Dr. Conrad Murray established their final witness as a major expert on the anesthetic propofol, studying the drug long before it was ever FDA approved. Dr. Paul White said he doubted other experts who had concluded that Murray gave Jackson a slow infusion of the drug.
And that's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Murray claims Jackson gave himself the fatal dose. Rina is now just a tropical storm, or rather a depression, moving away from the Mexican coast, though it did batter the Caribbean area and Cozumel for a while. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You hear that? That's the sound of 68 million shopping carts being filled, 275,000 homes being built. Yep, that's the sound of a CSX train doing its part to move the economy forward. Sounds pretty good. CSX trains are the most efficient way to bring goods to market. See how at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio, and I've got a cure for your nasty case of lame musicitis. It's available in the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's called the Intune Multimedia System, which comes with the iHeartRadio app. With a healthy dose of radio stations from around the country, it will soothe your lame musicitis with the healing power of selection. Get healthy with the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Intune for details.
It's his "we can't wait" push that Republicans have called campaign gimmickry. President Obama issuing two new executive orders after earlier this week trying to help homeowners refinance, veterans find jobs, and people pay off student loans.
The president directing federal agencies to shorten the time it takes for federal research to turn into commercial products. That would help businesses create jobs and expand more quickly. The other action, a new website that lets companies more easily find information on federal services.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. A Norwegian cruise line ship is docked in Boston this morning after two of the passengers were found dead One was a 67-year-old woman, but that is not considered suspicious. What's under more scrutiny is the death of a 23-year-old man in his cabin, which is now being processed for evidence. A Maryland woman is still missing in Aruba, and the American man who traveled there with her goes back to court today, hoping to no longer be implicated in her disappearance.
Gary Giordano from Maryland is betting a judge in Aruba won't side with prosecutors asking to keep him in jail for another 30 days as they continue to investigate the suspected death of his travel partner, 35-year-old Robin Gardner. The two apparently met online, and Giordano took her to the island on vacation, where she abruptly vanished. He's been in jail without being charged for more than 60 days. Prosecutors are hoping to exhaust the time they can hold him, as they keep searching. The judge will rule on this today. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
They pulled a 13-year-old boy alive from the rubble in Turkey 5 days after the deadly earthquake that killed 570. They say he survived drinking rainwater that seeped through the cracks of the rubble. He was uninjured in the end. And they'll play Game 7 tonight in St. Louis in the World Series, but can it be any better than the one last night?
It was heart-pounding, you know, breathtaking. It was the best game ever. The best game ever.
He's a Cardinals fan. St. Louis who beat Texas after twice rallying from down 2 and then won it with a homer in the 11th. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, October the 28th, the last Friday in October of this year. Halloween's on Monday. I go on out and find my little costume that I can wear, race around the neighborhood. Trick-or-treating with my stein of beer, my empty stein, so people can fill it up. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So all those people out there at your office that your boss thinks you're working right now, put your headsets on. And then you can join our chat room, and it's easy to join. You just you don't have to pay money. You don't have to give a lot of information. Just get in there, and we have one rule. Civility. That's all it is, civility. Okay, we're going to start off with our Wells Fargo advisor and with the Market Minute, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are taking a breather after yesterday's rally. The major averages were slightly lower in early trading as investors digest the details of Europe's plan to contain its debt crisis. European markets were trading lower on concerns over how leaders plan to fund the increased size of the bailout. Currently, the Dow's up 6 points at 12,214, while the NASDAQ is down 3 at 2,736, and the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,284. Oil's down 64 cents at $93.32 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.37%. Gold's down 70 cents at $1,747, while silver's down 3 pennies at $35.15 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is up 18 cents at $7.40, Home Depot's down half a buck at $36.73, and Google is up $1.81 at $600.73. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We do this every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and at 9:06 in the morning, again in the afternoon, so we can hear what's going on with our market in a minute. Our guest today, our City of Shasta Lake Councilwoman Dolores Lucero and Randall Faulkner, they have been on the show, I think it was last week or the week before, talking about what they see going on in the city of Shasta Lake as far as the finances are. Now, when I said earlier that we have offered, Carol Martin a chance to be here, it has nothing to do with, personalities or anything like that. It was just we wanted to make sure that everybody understood that, we have, offered equal time to everybody. There's music I'm hearing, Bob. Thank you, which had nothing to do with what I was saying. Well, no, not yet, but I will be in just a second. Ms. Martin has been offered a chance to be on our show also. Again, just like we do with everybody, offering equal time. And as I said, the people in the recall committee will be on here next week, so they also have a chance to talk. We're going to take a quick break here, but let me say good morning, Dolores. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have to turn on her mic. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Randall, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue discussing the current situation in the city of Shasta Lake as being outlined by Ms. Lucero and Mr. Faulkner.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebach. Linda will be joining us again on Monday morning, 8:10 in the morning, October the 28th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And join the chat room. Now, here's the thing about the chat room is that it runs by fast, so I may not catch every question. I got Bad Bob here. He's writing down questions as they come through. We also have people on the line here. But let's start. Ms. Lucero, you are here today to finish, you know, to continue on with what we were talking about in our last show. And this morning you said you wanted to start off with talking about the recall.
Yes. I want to talk about the recall because it's actually retaliation for me questioning the staff and asking for public records.
Okay. They're saying that it's the way you treat the staff.
I'm treating the staff the way a public official should be treating the staff, letting them know they work for us, not we don't work for them.
Okay. So it's the recall is from, and we have, I'm sure, people that will talk about it, is that they're saying is that you're continuing to ask for all these records, and that it's you do it in a spirit of intimidation.
No, it's not intimidation. It's actually it's my job, and my job is to make sure that the city is running the way it's supposed to. The reason I've been asking for a lot of documents because I found some documents that basically says that it says that back in 1997 we have a resolution that it passed and explains that we have two council members who sign checks behind closed doors. So that, to me, that was a red flag. So I have been questioning and asking for more public records because we also don't have minutes for this committee supposedly have put together by Carol Martin.
Okay. So there's no minutes available then, so you're saying. So for how long it's been? 14 years?
14 years.
Okay. The Record Searchlight seems to have taken interest in this whole thing. And on the other day, just printed, I'm not sure if it's a retraction, but they said that, you know, a man had said that you had told one of the staff members to shut up, and that seems like that did not happen.
No, it never did. And when Record Searchlight actually called me back to my respond, and I asked them to retract that a couple of weeks ago, and they actually took too long. But then when they did call me to ask me to questions about that, and when I told them that they need to put, you know, that I did not call the lawyer a liar and I did not tell him to shut up. So when they asked me questions, they actually were trying to ask me to something else to retract it. And I said, wait a minute, you should put that I didn't say that I called the lawyer a liar. So for them to come back and ask me something else to replace that, and I said, no, if you're not going to tell the truth and tell the people what took place, then don't put nothing at all, period.
Okay. And as the tape showed, there was no, you didn't tell them to shut up or call them a liar.
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning. You're on KCNR Live.
Good morning. I have a question for Dolores in regards to a meeting, a redevelopment agency meeting that was held in August. In the meetings, it stated that you believe the meeting was in violation of the Brown Act because it was being held during the day. I want to know why you continue to participate in that meeting when you thought it was in violation.
Was that meeting, I think it was at 9 o'clock in the morning?
I believe it was. It was it, the minute show it has a morning meeting.
Okay. Well, from what I understand, the building is now, I think it's a safety issue. It's not a handicap. It's not, there's no no handicap parking for the public. And so that's one issue. And regarding,
of course, you said it was a violation of the Brown Act, and that's why I'm wondering why you continued to participate in that meeting if you felt it was in violation of the Brown Act.
Because I wanted to make sure to tape the conversation, the meeting, what took place.
Okay, was it a violation of the Brown Act? Did you confirm that?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I have one other question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering, if I could.
Sure.
Dolores, you continually state that the city manager is being overcompensated. What do you feel is an adequate compensation for the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake?
Okay, Mary, thank you. That's for you, Dolores. What do you think is an adequate compensation for the city manager of Shasta Lake?
Well, I think that she's overpaid. And I think we should look into how much she's actually should be getting paid. And from what the numbers that we came up with, she's overpaid. So
overpaid in the sense of for the size of the city, or
yes,
or
we only have like 10,000 people in the city. So I think she's overpaid.
Okay. Has this ever come up before?
Hi, Carl. Can I weigh in?
Sure.
This is Randall. One of the things that you're going to hear some discussion, I hope, about a CAFR. It's a Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And the only municipality I know of that does that is Reading. But one of the things a CAFR does, it allows you to do comparisons of what it costs to have a police department for each citizen. It also allows you to do a comparison, how much does it cost you for your fire department? If you do that analysis for a city manager, and you look at, for example, the city of Reading, who has roughly 100,000 folks, and we pay the city of Reading city manager, $283,000 a year. So every man, woman, and child in the city of Reading pays $2.83 for their city manager. In the city of Shasta Lake, we pay her something approaching $200,000, and we have 10,000 residents. That's $20 and seven times the rate of that in Reading. To me, all of these folks have been comparing their salaries to each other and artificially keeping their salaries high compared to the private citizens who are really hurting and can't afford this anymore.
Okay, well, that's another question then. So one of the things that you're looking at then is the compensation for all staff employees. Is that correct?
Yes, and also the city manager does get an allowance, a city car paid by the taxpayer, and so those are the kind of things that I feel she shouldn't be receiving.
Do any other members of the city council feel this way?
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is the City of Shasta Lake City Council person, Dolores Lucero. Randall Falk is here too. Faulkner is here too because he is the one that's doing the research into the financial records of the City of Shasta Lake. And last time on the show was quite adamant that there were things going on there that needed to be looked into. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 8:18 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This Saturday and Sunday, stop by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where you'll find everything you need to prepare your home for the holidays. From floor covering to weatherproofing to gift giving, local professionals are at the ready with all the tips and ideas to enhance your holiday season. Don't miss all there is to see and do this Saturday and Sunday at your local Fall Home and Holiday Show, including exclusive home show only discounts. Gates open at 10 a.m. this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
North State Living. It's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank. Locals helping locals since 1858. Member FDIC.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twin View Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
Your local home and holiday show features only the best in new products and designs by your local businesses with great ideas for all your home and holiday needs. Talk with local vendors and experts to get professional advice on everything home and holiday. Browse the gift and holiday booths. Great ideas on remodeling, lighting, siding, and painting, pest control, entertainment, landscaping and paving services, health and wellness, insurance, and more. Take advantage of exclusive home show only discounts this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Gates open at 10 a.m.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Bob. Linda has other duties today. She'll be back Monday. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're chatting a lot here at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is the City of Shasta Lake City Council person, Dolores Lucero, and also Randall Faulkner. They're here. Ms. Lucero here is talking about what's going on at the city council, in her opinion, the things that are wrong. And Mr. Faulkner is here to talk about his investigations into the financial part. Now, one of the things that we need to talk about, too, is Ms. Lucero has said that the city manager makes too much money, but the city manager is not the one that says how much money she's to make. That comes out of the city council, doesn't it?
Yes.
So this is a city council. If there's a problem, there's a city council problem. If you're paying a city manager well over $200,000 for 10,000 people there, obviously somebody along the way has voted to make sure this is okay. How many times does the contract come up?
Oh, and can I speak for a second? Because I have a copy of the contract here. When I asked for a copy of her contract, it actually expired in October of 2010. So I'm not sure they're even working under a contract at the moment.
Well, that's interesting. I would like to, maybe they do a month to month. I'm not sure how that works.
And it's not illegal for them to negotiate high salaries.
No, of course not.
But it is irresponsible of the city manager, the city council members, to continue to approve these kind of payments.
Well, you know, here's my thing on that. You'll never hear me. You'll never hear me getting after, you know, anybody that does, you know, that says, hey, this is how much I'm worth, and somebody's paying them that.
Right.
The person you hold responsible is the people that say yes to
exactly.
that. And obviously the city council, except for Ms. Lucero, doesn't. Okay, let's go to the phone. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda in absentia, Bad Bob back there in the distance, and Randall and Dolores, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I have a quick statement to make, and a lot of it is a piggyback on what Carl just said, but it seems to me the staff salaries and evaluations are public record. However, the discussion of appropriate compensation should be in the backroom meetings that you guys have in regards to staff compensation and contracts. And open ongoing criticism after this having been approved by the city council, which it was, that's how the salary got to be what it is, should stay in place until such time as the negotiations are reopened. That's not the case here, and I think you're out of line criticizing her salary when it's been decided and voted on and approved. That being said, that's my criticism. Here's my question. It seems to me a lot of this controversy could be cleared up if you or Randall could actually provide results of your investigation, or even partial results that would partially satisfy the public and they would get to hear what you've actually found. It seems to me from, and I have followed this very closely, that there has been nothing to substantiate all of the hot air that's been expressed about the problems in the city of Shasta Lake. If you have something, why not present it? Why not let us know what's going on? Because this is nonsense at this point. And it's what is creating this tempest in a teapot.
Okay, John.
Good and that's it. I'm off. I'll listen to the answer on the air.
Okay, because we have the phone lines backed up here. Okay, Ms. Lucero?
Well, we do have evidence, and we brought it to the citizens back in 1997, that the resolution that it was passed, for Carol Martin, who actually went to the council to put a committee together to allow her to have two council members sign checks, not approve, sign checks. So that's one. And the other ones, we really can't go into it because the DEA will have to deal with those. But like I said, we already brought a big one. 14 years they've been breaking the law. The document's out. We've shown the document. We passed the document. I've gone door to door and gave that information. And like Randy said, we do not do a CAFR. That is part of the finance. So if Randy would like to explain to you in regarding how that law's been breaking, Randy?
Yes. First off, it is not illegal for these folks to make this kind of salary, but it is important that the people get involved and make their government accountable, and we need to show some fiscal restraint in these negotiations. Secondly, in regards to findings, when you find fraud, these people should not be tried in the media. They should be tried with the appropriate prosecuting officials, and that's what's going on in some of these issues. I will tell you that the city council is breaking the law in two areas, and I have personally filed complaints with the grand jury, and I've given copies to D.H. Scott, which is the independent CPA firm, in that they are violating California Government Code Section 37202, in that they do not approve, the city legislative body does not approve payments by this municipality. And in fact, the city council members nor any members of the public ever even see these documents until just recently. And I'm hoping that they'll become more transparent and they'll begin to approve these transactions as they do at City of Reading and Shasta County.
Well, last time you were on, the word corruption was used. Would you like to further elucidate on that one?
I don't, as I mentioned to you, I don't remember using it, but I think it's an appropriate word, so I'm not going to avoid it. I believe that intent is really difficult. In regards to corruption, intent is very important. A lot of folks can claim, I don't know, I didn't know the law, and while that's not an excuse, we all know that, I wouldn't necessarily call that corruption. However, a couple of officials seem to have known the law when I look at the documents. Number one, we have a city attorney. For the city attorney not to know that these financial documents should be approved by the legislative body, I just don't understand that. He's a professional lawyer. It's the first paragraph in that code. I don't understand. So,
is he receiving some kind of benefit from this?
Well, he gets a salary. He gets not necessarily a salary, but a 1099. Mm-hmm. And when you read this memorandum and the resulting resolution that was written by Carol Martin, she twisted the code to actually do exactly the opposite of what that code is intended to do.
Well, these are pretty serious things to be saying, as you know.
Yes.
I know that for me in the past that I've asked people questions and they said this is the way it is, and because it's the way they did it, the way they were taught. But when you go back and you check the paperwork or the rules, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Even though it's been going on for years. So, but this is something you said people do know about, and they're changing the way you do business. For what reason?
Well, let me explain to you.
But for what reason? It's not personal gain, is it just, why?
Control.
It's hard to show the intent of what's in each individual's mind as to what their motives are. But as we all know, and I've been studying fraud for many, many years, the inherent nature of us humans is evil. If we're left alone unchecked, many, many folks will commit fraud. And that's what these laws were intended to do, was to install some internal controls so that people do oversee these payments.
Right. Okay, we have people on the phone lines, and we will get to you, and Pat, you're going to be the next one up here right after we take our break for the news. We have a hard break here, otherwise we just kind of keep going on this. Our guests are the city of Shasta Lake Councilperson Dolores Lucero and Randall Faulkner. They've been looking into the way that the city of Shasta Lake does business, and has caused a great deal of consternation in the people in the city of Shasta Lake and also other areas. But when we come back, we're going to go right to the phones and get back into the chat rooms. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some of us last month were apparently buying some big ticket items, like cars.
Consumer spending gained 0.6% last month, but earning was up only 0.1% more. After you adjust for inflation, after-tax incomes actually fell 0.1% last month, the third straight down month in a row.
Fox's Brenda Butner. Charges have been dropped for nearly 30 Wall Street protesters arrested in Nashville. A judge says they didn't have enough time to comply with a new law that bans camping in public spaces. Activist Carl Bolton.
State did this, not our city. And Nashville has always been very supportive of our protesters, regardless of the cause.
San Diego police have cleared out Occupy activists at the Civic Center Plaza, and vigils have been held in Oakland for the Iraq war vet who suffered a head injury when police and protesters clashed earlier this week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solius, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Saturday, October 29th, for a fundraiser for Loaves and Fishes at the Grocery Outlet on Churn Creek Road. We're going to have the Bella Vista Farms Petting Zoo there. There'll be balloons, hot dogs. It runs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And the funds raised are going to help those less fortunate during this holiday season. We'll provide food, shelter, and clothing. That's Saturday, Grocery Outlet, Churn Creek Road, from 10 o'clock till 2 p.m. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning, October the 28th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Get in there, take a step back in time, great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Linda went in there with me the other day to have, when I got my haircut, and she just like OD'd on Guns and Ammo magazines. Anyway. Our guest today, our City of Shasta Lake City Council person, Dolores Lucero, and Randall Faulkner, who is doing, in conjunction with Ms. Lucero, is doing an audit of the books and everything. Let's go to the phones. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
good morning,
for waiting.
Lucero.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Dolores and Randy. Yeah, I was just calling in because I was a little concerned because of a lot of attacks on the city manager. About, you know, something I need cleared up. First of all, you know, I've been in a position where I had to hire people that filled public positions, and I found out quickly, no matter if I thought they were overpaid or not, that I couldn't hire anyone, or we had a hard time hiring anyone without a fairly high salary. Have either of you had experience in hiring someone for a city manager or in a public official? I'm just in the past.
Dolores, have you ever had to hire a city manager or a public official?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay.
So you're not really sure what, you know, when you talk about wages. And also the compensation that they receive, is some of that set by the state rules or by the pension funds that we have to pay CalPERS? Isn't that set by union law or other former negotiations through the state?
No.
Oh, so it's just the city decides the compensation package?
Yes.
So it has, who does the city pay the compensation package into, like retirement benefits? Who handles that for the city?
The city council.
I'm sorry?
The city council makes those decisions behind closed doors and negotiates with the city manager.
Okay. So when a retirement is paid in, that isn't set previously by anyone? I mean, it's not required by CalPERS or anything?
No.
No, not a city manager. Just the employees then?
Yes.
The other employees, the union employees. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make that clear.
Pat,
I was just curious because I've had experience in the past of hiring people in those types of positions. And when I hear you say she's overpaid, based on my base salary thing, I don't know about the benefits, not really. So I'm a little concerned that you're kind of stirring up. Oh, it's like everything's happening nowadays. Well, this person, it's kind of like we got to take money away from this person, give it to this person. Like what's happening at a national level. Is it class envy type thing? Is what I'm worried about.
Okay, I see what you're saying, Pat. Is that are we just going after somebody because they make the salary? And it doesn't make them a bad person, does it?
No. No.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for your phone call. Okay.
Thank you.
We have somebody else here?
Yeah, we have Kay on line.
Okay, Kay, you're on line one.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kay. You're live. You're on the air.
All right.
Mr. Lucero, the recall effort is because you make extreme accusations. You lack the decorum expected of your office. You attempt to extend your authority far beyond what is granted by your office. I understand that you are self-employed in a business that utilizes background checks. In 2010, you falsely accused a Shasta Lake City employee of being a felon. In your opinion, is it acceptable for a city council member to do background checks or any other employee management duty? I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, now Kay, it's you're saying is that should there, because I didn't get that, and I'm writing it down, is that do you think that the city council should be able to do background checks? Is that correct? I've already
Zero.
Lost.
Oh, because apparently she did in 2010 a background check on a city employee. She falsely, wrongly accused a city of employee of being a felon.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
The business of the city council to be doing background checks or any other employee management duty.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you.
Should the city council be able to do background checks? Did you do a background check on
it? Absolutely not. I did not do a background check, and I do recall what you're talking about, and that actually it was an article that came out in the paper, and I was questioning Fred, which is he works at the city of Shasta Lake. I asked Fred who was that person's I won't mention the name. I asked Fred who he was, and he actually told me he the city of Shasta Lake sub him to do work for the city. He's actually not an employee of the city of Shasta Lake. And no, I did not do a background check or criminal background check. And if anybody wanted to know anything about anybody, there's public records at the courthouse. That is public information.
Okay, so you did not do a background check.
Nope.
Okay.
I did not.
We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, Ms. Lucero, I'd like you to, you know, there seems to be a question here about what exactly you want from this. I mean, I know you're wanting to, you're going through all this. There's accusations that you're, you know, of rudeness, that you're intimidating, that you're just on a, you know, self-aggrandizing type of witch hunt. All these things you're seeing, I'm seeing them in the chat room, and I'm just repeating what's in the chat room. I don't take sides in these things. I just want the people to understand what you want, and also, you know, your constituents here have got their comments, and then what you and Mr. Faulkner have found to this date. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, 8:41 in the morning, October the 28th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
It is August in Oklahoma, and a father has gone missing.
A marriage has come undone. A romance has been brewing. A lie has been uncovered. And a hell of a family reunion is about to begin. The Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play, August, Osage County, now playing through October 29th at Shasta College. Showtime 7:30 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets $8, available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu. Mature language and content.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Calling about 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there, Joe and Shelly and all the crew that work down there. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Anything you want for coffee, any coffee beans, any type of coffee maker you can think of. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state for that perfect cigar. And they also give veterans discounts there, Joe and Shelley do. They support our community in a thousand different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's the weather going to be like today, Bob?
Carl, it's still 43 degrees. A little bit brisk outside. Today's high will be 78. Tonight's low will be in the 40s, depending on where you're at. Tomorrow, continued sunny, high of 81. This weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Rick Hill's going to be out there this Saturday, 474-55464. Reservations, you're going to need them, so give them a call. Our guest, Dolores Lucero, City of Shasta Lake City Council person, and Randall Faulkner. Okay, Randall, you've been linked here to Dolores Lucero. You know, you're attached to the hip, according to a lot of people. What's going on with this? Were you did Dolores Lucero bring you into this?
No, she did not. In fact, I think that a couple of things. One is I believe that the citizens have absolutely the right to pursue any recall action they feel necessary for whatever grounds they want to. I think that in the case of Dolores Lucero, they've done some wonderful things, as she has, in that they have got citizens involved and that they are going to have to change their practice of concealing these financial transactions.
Well, there are citizens involved, that's for sure.
I was not brought in here by Dolores Lucero to look at this. Actually, I was invited by two other folks to go look into Dolores Lucero's claims and to see if they had any validity. And what I discovered was many of these claims do have validity, and some of the information is really difficult to discover because it isn't transparent.
And what gives you, what gives you the background to say this is valid or what isn't?
I spent many years working in fraud detection and deterrent as a fraud auditor for the Department of Defense in an organization known as Operation Mongoose.
Okay.
And I'm a CPA, retired, and I believe if we don't step up right now in our country altogether and become involved, we're going to lose this. And I would like to say one thing, and you are a veteran, I am a veteran. I have dozens of veterans in my family. My father, my uncles were World War II veterans, Korean War veterans with my father. Cousins in Vietnam, a number of them wounded in Vietnam, nephews that are still going to Iraq and Iran on many tours. And if their sacrifices that these folks have done for us were for that, so that I and my generation can enjoy the freedoms that we've enjoyed and the wonderful way of life, it wasn't worth it and they shouldn't have done it. The only reason we can make those sacrifices worth it is if we pass this on to the next generations. And I'm really concerned when I see things like what's happening in Shasta Lake City. We have got to get involved, and we've got to make this government transparent and accountable to the people.
Okay. The two big findings you've had, we're trying to wrap this up, is the fact that that the two people are signing the checks or in closed session, and there's no minutes being kept.
Well, there's two code violations. One is Government Code Section 37202 require that the legislative body approve or reject demands for payments of that municipality. And what we've done in City of Shasta Lake is pass that and delegated it to a finance committee who has two members, the mayor and the vice mayor, who are city council members. And they are approving these payments. Number one, there's no minutes in violation of the Brown Act, which is the second violation. They don't keep minutes of these actions. And nobody has visibility of these things. And in fact, when you go and look at the actual check register, the signatures down at the bottom have a statement that says something like stamps, signatures authorized by. In fact, it looks to me like these are actual physical rubber stamps by these two city council members. So it looks to me like nobody's looking at the transactions of the Shasta Lake City for many, many years.
Has anybody asked the mayor and the vice mayor if this is true?
We're talking to them. I prefer the best evidence is written down formal documentation.
Is this a criminal act, has it been forwarded to the DA or the grand jury?
There are other folks that are considered. I have forwarded it to the grand jury myself, personally. And I have spoken to, and the reaction I get, for example, the vice mayor, his comment to me was, why am I here? And why do you request all these documents? And it's very, very aggressive questioning, and I have to explain to him why I'm here, which I just did for you. We have got to make our government accountable to us. We need to show some fiscal restraint. We need to limit government, and we need to adhere to the Constitution. And I feel that we have severe problems in our government. Shasta Lake City is a classic example right now. I'm really concerned that you're going to have Shasta Lake City, if we don't take control of this, become Shasta County's Bell City.
That's a pretty serious. Those are pretty serious things you've been saying here the last couple of times there. Okay, Dolores, we've got a couple of minutes before we go to the break. What do you want? I mean, really, when it gets right down to the end, I mean, what are your end results of your investigation and everything you're doing? What do you want?
Well, what I want is the people who's been breaking the law for 14 years, I want them to be accountable for breaking the law. Second, I want to make sure that the citizens are, you know, protected. And as a city council, I am doing my job. I am looking out for them. I don't see no other council member questioning this. And since I've been on the council for 18 months, I'm the only one who questioned this. And I'm the only one who's bringing it out that the city manager, Carol Martin's been breaking the law for 14 years. And I do not have the backing of the council. And they should be concerned, because if the city is breaking the law, then they should be concerned. I mean, this is big in the city of Shasta Lake. We should not have these kind of problems. But the reason we have these problems, because we have nobody questioning the staff. They're just rubber stamping everything. And there's four of them. There's one of me. And in 14 years, nobody has questioned. Now, because I'm questioning the staff and I'm asking for public information, I'm getting recalled because I'm doing my job. And that's actually retaliation, because they don't want me to ask. They know that I'm asking the right questions. They know I know what I'm doing. And they want someone who, just like the other four council members, to just rubber stamp. And I will not be that way. I won't do it. And somebody needs to protect the citizens, and nobody's doing that.
And as one of the people say here, it's in the chat room. And by the way, if you're sending me emails, I don't have the email, but I do have chat. So is saying is that you've got four city council people that are happy with the situation that are there, and one that's not. So they're the four obviously think everything's okay.
Yes, they do think that's okay. And I have asked them to bring this back to the council to change this, and for us to able to approve under the consent items, but they just won't. I asked the mayor, when are we going to stop breaking the law? He said he will not change it. A mayor to say that? I mean, isn't his job to protect the citizens? Who is he protecting? Carol Martin? The staff? His job is to protect the citizens. That is our job.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. As you can imagine, we'll probably be calling the mayor of City of Shasta Lake, too, and have him come on and give him an opportunity. Also, as we have anybody that is concerned with this is not a one-way thing here. This is not a one-way deal. We want people to discuss this. This is about our city, about our sister city here, and serious allegations are being made. And it seems to be one council person is saying this is wrong, and four others are saying, no, it's not. So let's take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 8:53 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Your city burns. Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Carmona. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:55 in the morning on the 28th. Hey, tomorrow from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon at the Loaves and Fishes is having a fundraiser down there at the grocery depot off of Churn Creek. Go on down there and help these people out. It's that time of the year where we need to help our less fortunate citizens. And that's the way to do it, is go down there. They're having a fundraiser, bring food, bring money. That's from, starts, I think, at 10 or 11 and goes on till 4 or 5. And they're going to have hot dogs, they're going to have a petting zoo, they're going to have all types of things for the kids. So go on down there, Grocery Depot off of Churn Creek. Our guest is Dolores Lucero, City of Shasta Lake, City Council Person, Randall Faulkner, who is. They've teamed up in a way here that Randall was already into it, and now they are working together. And we get a lot of questions coming through in the chat room. Just trying to keep track of all of them. And Dolores, are you a citizen of the United States?
Absolutely.
Those are the kind of questions we're getting, along with these others. If two people are signing the check register, or not signing, but they're the mayor and the vice mayor are signing the register, right? And then the two members of the staff are also on this, and they're approving essentially what the city council's already voted on. So is this just a bookkeeping thing? Is this just a bookkeeping error?
It's a internal control weakness. If your city council is not overseeing these transactions properly and disclosing them to the public, that's a huge, material, serious internal control weakness. And that is, from studying many fraud cases, will get you into a lot of trouble. I want to clarify, you keep saying something, Carl, that bothers me. I'm not working with or for Dolores Lucero.
No, I know that.
Okay, but we keep hearing that, and it's not. And what we have to do is
Well, you two are being linked together.
Other folks.
Because you're appearing together.
Right. Well, I'm here to support transparency and accountability in government. And what is happening here is we're getting distracted from the issues because of the emotional and the personalities involved in here. I personally do not want to draw a line in the sand between one council member and the other four. The other four, as far as I'm concerned, there's no proof that they're doing this intentionally. I believe that they're doing it innocently.
Because it's been done like this for 14 years.
And I don't think so what is important is that we show them, let them discover this information for themselves and fix the problem. That's the goal. I'm not really looking for punishment. I'm looking to resolve the issue.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Pam, we've got just a couple minutes here.
Okay.
And Pam, you're with the recall committee.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
And the reason for the recall isn't what Dolores is doing. I give her credit for what she's doing. More power to her. I hope she enjoys doing it when she's a private citizen again. My question is, if she didn't like the budget process of our city voting in their budget, why did she approve it? And the other question I have is, anybody can look at the records. And the city did a survey a while back on our process, and there are a lot of cities in California who handle their bookkeeping and budgetary process and check writing process the way we do.
Okay. We're running out of time. Is there a question?
Thank you.
Okay.
My question was, why did she approve a budget that she didn't like?
Okay. Dolores, and you've got the final word here. We only got like a minute left.
Actually, I do remember the last time I approved the budget, and I actually did change my mind. I voted no, but I noticed that my vote was not put in there. But I like the citizens to really think about before they sign this recall and the petition, because I am looking out for you, and I, as like I said before, I am looking out for the citizens. My concern is that they don't have enough information what's been going on, and they need more information so we could make sure that, got to wrap it up. I just want to make sure that they're protected, and I hope they contact me and ask me questions, because I'm going to be the only one looking out for them.
Okay. God bless. Thank you. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which